I have a pretty convoluted theory about what happens when you make art. Want to hear it?
Sure.
This is Stephen Haas.
We're Stephen Haas Sr.
His exhibition of paintings, titled It's Complicated, opens at Vanguard Arts tomorrow afternoon. I met with him at a house where the upstairs has been converted to his studio space.
So I believe that when a person is concentrating on an object and touching that object, they imbue that object with life. Almost as if there's a yin-yang relationship between animate and inanimate. You know, there's an element of one and the other, and the more you lose yourself and get into the process with the object, the more life or humanity you breathe into that object.
Haas describes the paintings in It's Complicated as...
it's works in canvas rather than works on canvas.
He has not primed the canvas with a bright, hard surface upon which to paint. Instead, he has used a batiking process to dye the canvases. Wax is used to create the negative spaces into which the pigments are applied, making for a flat surface without brush strokes.
Then I'm putting images on top of that with other materials. So I'm drawing and painting on top of batiked artist canvas.
This is a new process for him, and it has resulted in work quite different from his earlier paintings.
One of the ways people characterize my work is dark, or eerie, or creepy. This body of work is different.
You think it's lighter, or
it's lighter. It's
let's take a look.
Yeah. All right. These are older pieces here.
Okay, you want to walk over there?
Yeah.
The painting he showed me was of a woman who is looking directly back at the viewer. Her hair is short, cut above heavy eyebrows and then tapering down to her ears. Light reflects brightly upon the left side of her face and upon the flesh of her curled hand that lingers up from off canvas. The shadows fade quickly to a deep and dark blue background. My closest point of reference is Edward Hopper, but the subject is nearer to the viewer, more aware than most of Hopper's subjects. We take this painting in, and then Haas shows me upstairs to his new works.
These are the only two oil on canvases that are going to be on the show. And
this is quite a departure from the other paintings you showed me.
It is. The entire body of work seems to be a departure.
The canvas he showed me was very large and leaned against the hallway wall. The batiked background looked like a fractured maze. A very young child stood in the left foreground. A shadow of an older man with a beard and cowboy hat towered above to the child's right.
My work has been characterized as dark, and so I've been thinking about that, and I do think that there is a beautiful darkness to life. And I don't know. This is how I see things.
So this is, you feel that this is sort of a realistic reflection of the world as you see it?
As I see it, yeah. I think, it may be scary to think that somebody sees the world like this, but that's how I see it. But check this out, and this is not going to be a good good radio thing, but...
Opposite the painting, a doorway broke the length of the hallway. Through it, a room glowed with sunlight. Haas tipped the painting toward the opening. The batiked canvas was like a sail suddenly filled with wind, One moment heavy, the next light.
How do you think of light in your painting?
That's what I paint.
It seems to be what seems to be the focus. I mean, I think if I were going to connect the old one and the new one, that I would say that it's somebody that's concerned with how light is working.
Yeah, well, that's all we see, right?
Sure.
So how light reacts to a surface, that's what we're painting or drawing or whatever.
We entered another room. Here, three canvases, the pieces of a triptych, had been laid atop a table. Again, they looked heavy in the shadows. When Haas held one to the light, it came to life, the canvas looking like the source of light.
We all are involved in trying to improve, trying to become better people, trying to find that earlier person that, you know, that slowly but surely became a mess, right? And when I'm working, I'm in touch with that earlier version of me that I'm, you know, that I'm more, that I'm pleased with.
The batiking process is one of covering something incompletely in order to fill what is exposed with color and to change the way the light either reflects or passes through the fabric. Haas has used the technique to find himself in the great dark canvas of the past.
The more you lose yourself and get into the process with the object, the more life or humanity you breathe into that object. So if I'm successful, I've basically I have brought these wooden little boys to life.
It's Complicated, an exhibition of paintings by Stephen Haas, opens tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock at Vanguard Arts. For FM 90, I'm Mark Munger.